This is Dr. Schumacher, Nick Painting. Home visit progress note on Nick Geisenhaver. Last name Geisenhaver. Nicholas, Nicholas. Date was January the 6th, 2022. Place was Genesee Gardens. In paragraph, Mr. Geisenhaver was seen in the hospital follow-up and was discharged January the 3rd from the hospital period. He was seen regarding recent COVID infection. He also has COPD, bipolar disorder, and diabetes mellitus. In paragraph, history, Mr. Geisenhaver was feeling relatively well, period. He was in the hospital for about 5 days with a COVID infection about a month ago and was in oxygen for 3 days, but he recovered and then was sent to Regency for rehab, period. He's doing better, period. Before that, he was hospitalized at Hurley for acute kidney injury on one occasion and for colitis on another occasion, period. He had 3 weeks of Regency up until 3 days ago, which is January 3rd, and is doing better, period. He feels fatigue, period. He's not motivated to get up, and that's not totally new for him, but he was able to get up on his own and walk with his walker around the apartment, period. He feels a bit fatigued that he doesn't want to go out of the room much more, period. However, there's no dyspnea, cough, chest pain, sore throat, diarrhea, or any specific COVID symptoms now. There's really no other major physical symptoms, period. I think he's not overly depressed and his bipolar disorder is stable, period. Most of his medicines are unchanged, but the insulin has been changed a bit, period. He has systemic hypertrophy, but denies dysuria or trouble with the stream, period. New paragraph. He denies polyuria or polydipsia, and his sugars are on the higher side, period. There's some below 100. And it's 180, I mean below 200, and it's 180 today. And he has a few that are over 300, but most of them are around 200 or slightly less, period. Since he's only been back, the caregiving staff could only give a few sugars, and we watched the trend, period. He comes back on a new type of insulin, analogous, similar to Lantus. It's called Smegley, S-C-M-G-L-E-E, period. He takes 14 units twice a day, and he's on Humalog 4 units 3 times a day with meals plus the corrective scale, period. He denies any polyuria, polydipsia, and there are no hypoglycemic symptoms such as sweating, tremor, or palpitations, period. Review of systems, no fever or chills, eye no complaints, ENT no complaints, respiratory, currently there's no dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or other complaints. Musculoskeletal, denies any current joint pains. Heme, no bruising or bleeding. Skin, denies any major itch or rash, but he has had a history of rash and itching, for which he was is on hydrocortisone when needed, period. New paragraph. Past this is positive for diabetes mellitus type 2, gastroesophageal reflux disease, essential hypertension, coronary artery disease, bipolar 1 disorder, benign prostatic hyperplasia, primary open angle glaucoma. New paragraph. Family history, father had diabetes mellitus, and that's not clear there's complications. New paragraph. Examination, he's not acutely distressed or ill-appearing now, period. He feels fatigued, but that's really the only symptom, period. Blood pressure 140 over 60, pulse 93, spike rate 18, O2 saturation was 99% on room air. Head and neck, pupils equal and react to the light, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, exoculum normal, oral mucosa normal, neck supple, no mass, no thyromegaly, no nodes, lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation, period, no labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal insulin is 2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema, fetal pulse is palpable, abdomen soft and untended, no organomegaly, CNS cranial is normal, sensation intact, foot exam revealed sensation intact, motor function normal, and pulses were 2 plus, period. There's no ulcers, gangrene, or lesions, period. New paragraph assessment and plan 1, Mr. Geisenhaver had COVID and appears to have recovered from that, period. He does have residual fatigue. That's not entirely new for him, period. 2, he has diabetes mellitus with hypoglycemia, and I'll observe on the assembly, 14 units twice a day, plus Humalog, 20 units TID with meals, plus the scale, period. If sugars are persistently high, especially over 200, I've asked the staff to call me and we may adjust. Three, he has COPD, which is currently stable on Trilogy, one puff daily, plus four HFA, two puffs as needed, period. Three, he has prostatic hyperplasia, and I'll continue the Lomax 0.1 milligram daily, period. Four, he's had hypotension in the past and is on mid on 10 milligrams daily. And if more readings are high, I will stop that, period. Some of them have been low, period. Five, he has neuropathy, and I'll continue gabapentin, 100 milligrams every 8 hours. Six, he has coronary artery disease, and I'll continue Imdur, 30 milligrams daily. Here, seven, he has Lamictal, I'll continue, I mean, he has bipolar disorder, and I'll continue Lamictal, 150 milligrams nightly, plus Lexapro, 10 milligrams daily, period. He has allergies, may either could take loratadine 10 milligrams daily or any additional allergy-relief pill, period. Overall, we'll continue the current plan, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.